Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, also known as The Hypnosis Queen, and today I have for you the seven steps in healing cancer and anything else. Now, I thank you for listening, and I'm going to give you today a crash course on healing your cancer or anything else that you may have, illnesses or diseases. But mainly, we're talking about cancer. And this show today is not just for people who are sick and have cancer, but it's for anyone and everyone, because you can learn how to not get sick and to heal yourself. And today, with the Obamacare that we have in place now, I think it's very, very important that you learn how to heal whatever is in yourself, heal your body and your mind. And I know that if you didn't believe that this could happen, you would not be listening to me right now. I am living proof, and I have many, many clients over 20 years that have proven to me that you can heal yourself if you just simply try. I've watched people heal themselves before my very eyes. It's pretty amazing, but it's real, and it happens. And I know people have told me, I know that they did that in the biblical days, but today, really? You know what? We're still in the biblical days. It's just a different day. Nothing has changed. So if you're asking, can you do this? The answer is yes. Yes, you can. And if you ask how, then I will tell you by simply trying. But there are some basic steps that you really need to take. I've learned that from my own clients over the last 20-some years that it doesn't really matter if you believe it will work or not, but I do find that even if a person doesn't really believe it, that when my clients have just simply really tried because they've run out of options, and when they simply tried using hypnosis and they do what I tell them to do, they are really amazed that they were able to heal themselves. And you know, the majority of people that have healed themselves, even when they use the hypnosis, have come back later and wondered, well, was it just a coincidence that I did the hypnosis? And, there was people that were praying for me, or they might have tried a couple of other little things. But basically, the truth is, from my experience, that if you just simply try and do it, you'll find that it's much, much easier than you think. It's not hard. So if you think, well, maybe it just happened to coincidentally went into remission or something like that. However, when somebody says to me, well, I did have a lot of people praying for me, well, I do believe in prayers wholeheartedly. So most likely prayers bring them into the hypnosis for the help that they were looking for. And if you pray for help and that you want to be healed, sometimes those prayers will lead you to where it is that you get your help. And prayers, hypnosis, everything is working together for the good. So, people say to me all the time, I know the mind is so powerful, but how do I get it going? How do I kick it in high gear? How do I make it powerful? How do I kick it up a few notches? I've heard all that. I mean, I've heard that all. You know, people ask me, well, how do you get that mind working like that? You know, the mind is very powerful, and you actually don't have to kick it up in high gear. You don't even have to do much of anything. You just have to get control of your thinking. The mind is pure energy. It is the spiritual part of you, and it is immortal. Yes, it is immortal. So when your physical body dies, the spiritual part of you then returns back home, wherever you believe where you came from, whether it is to God in heaven, or if it's on another plane, like a level in life, in this universe, heaven or somewhere else, it doesn't matter. Wherever it is that you believe that you came from, then I guess that's where you'll go. But the spiritual part of you never dies. It will leave the physical body when the physical body dies. It's like shedding the clothes. So that's what we're really working with here. It's pure energy. And that spiritual part of you, which the mind that we're talking about, that is so very powerful, is the spiritual part of you which is in every single cell of your physical being. And in every single cell of your physical being has its own intelligence. And every cell has its own intelligence. So if you can understand that, then understand this concept. It is like you have an army of billions of cells that work for you all the time. They are your beck and call. They are at your command. So when you say, I don't feel good, you know, maybe it's just a virus, it'll pass. But if you really focus on that, remember what you focus on, you're feeding. You're feeding it energy. So if you say, I don't feel good, and then you start contemplating, oh, I probably have cancer. I know I have cancer. I know it. You start to think the worst, and then you expect the worst, and then you get the worst news. Well, remember how many times I've told you attitude is everything? No matter what your attitude is going to be, it will determine the outcome. So again, it has everything to do with your health. So we're working with the mind here. The mind is the spiritual part of you. The mind is in every single cell of your physical body, in your being. And every single cell of your physical being has its own intelligence. Every cell is at your command. So you could have the worst of anything. And I recently had a friend who was told he had cancer, and it looked pretty grim, to tell you the truth. And I said, whatever you do, don't own it. Don't confirm it. Don't tell people you have cancer. Talk just the opposite. Whatever you got to say, talk just the opposite. And we as human beings, it is our nature to whine and complain, especially about our health, and to want sympathy. So if a doctor tells you that you have cancer, first thing you want to do is tell your family and your friends, I have cancer. It looks bad. I'm going to die. I'm not expected to live. And I may have 4 or 5 months. Well, then you're owning it. And like I said, every cell in your being then is at your command, and they're saying, he owns it. This is it. We have cancer. We're going to die. You know, so you can either own it or you can say just the opposite. In this case, my friend was telling people, oh, it's all going to be a mistake. I'm going to go in there the next time. He's going to tell me it's all a mistake, and I'll throw him a tip and I'll on my way out the door. And he made a lot of jokes about this, but, you know, I really watched and listened to how he was reacting and responding to his diagnosis. And the funny thing about that was it turned out to actually be a mistake, and now he doesn't have cancer. As a matter of fact, he's perfectly fine. I'm telling you, attitude is everything. What you say, you have billions of cells within you that are your command. And you're thinking, oh, it can't be that easy. But you know what? In reality, oh, yes, it is. It really is. It's your choice. Life is full of choices. And it is your choice whether or not which way you want to go, what your attitude is, how you speak, how you think, and how you feel. However, the biggest problem that we have with most people is that most people think that they have all this negative stuff that's feeding through their physical mind, that there's all this just garbage, bad, wrong, negative thinking because something triggers a memory or a thought of something that happened before, someone that hurt them, something that they did that was wrong, something that was bad, something they just for constantly have all this stuff going into their physical mind, feeding them, which they think is by, quote, default. Well, I can't help it. That just happens. It's just by default. No, it's not. You're allowing it to happen. It is nothing other than bad habit of bad, negative, wrong thinking. Most people have a bad habit of bad thinking, negative thinking, but they think they can't help it. You can control the thoughts that you think, but you have to get control of your mind. And that is one of the very first things that you need to do. I'm going to give you the 7 basic steps of things that you need to do in order to heal and or prevent you from ever getting sick in the first place. Scientists have pretty much determined that it has been established that every illness, every disease, well, maybe almost, maybe that's not actually right. I think it's almost every disease, almost every illness that people have comes from the mind. Well, I believe it's all. I don't believe there's almost. I believe it's all. You can take one person who's been subjected to a highly toxic material over and over and over again many, many, many times, and they don't get sick at all. And yet another person has slightly subjected to, you know, whether it's Agent Orange or something else, you know, asbestos, you name it, to toxic material, and they're deathly sick and get cancer and die. What's the difference? Did one man was able, his stronger body, withstand the toxic material than the other person? No, I believe, and I really truly believe, and I have doctors, other doctors, and many people worldwide that will back me and say it all comes from the mind. Everything comes from the mind. Everything in this world starts in the mind. So let's start with, we're going to go, this is like a crash course, and we're going to go through this pretty quickly. There's a lot of material to cover because I'm going to do some more shows in the future on cancer. Let's just go through these seven steps. First of all, there are several things that you need to do right off the bat. Start day one from the very beginning. The first thing you have to do is you have to learn to work with your mind. You have to get control of your physical conscious, which can and does become your worst enemy for most people. It can be your worst enemy if you allow it to. So you have to get control of those physical thoughts that you think, which is always feeding you negative thoughts, memories of hurt and pain. However, the mind is so incredibly powerful that it can and it will do miraculous things when commanded to do so. And it starts with the physical conscious. So the first thing that you need to do to start healing is to rid yourself of all the negative energy, the negative thoughts, the negative feelings. How do you do that? You know, it's really not that hard. It's really not. To stop those negative thoughts, immediately start wearing a rubber band on your wrist, a very thin but comfortable rubber band on your wrist. Start doing this immediately and stop all of the negative thoughts. You need to cut out all the negative energy out of your life. That includes all negative thoughts, all negative feelings, negative TV, the horror shows, the murders, you know, the negative people in your life, people that bring you down. Avoid them. Be busy. But you need to cut out all the negative energy. And you can start with your own negative thoughts and your own negative words. So when you put a rubber band on your wrist, every time you have a negative thought or a negative word, then simply snap it on the underside of your wrist. Hard enough to hurt, but not hard enough to cause any damage to the skin. You know, I have personally done this after I went through my second divorce, because I've been married twice, and I've been divorced twice. But when I did this, I was very negative. I was hurt. I've been deceived and cheated on. So I wore I just wore a little thin rubber band, and every time I had a negative thought, I snapped it. And actually, it was Robert Allen's idea to do this, and I did it. And I thought, you know, I don't think I have that many negative thoughts. I don't think I'm that bad off. In 2 weeks, my wrist hurt so badly, I couldn't afford to have another negative thought. I had to stop. So I found that I didn't think any negative thoughts. I was really honest with myself. I kept the rubber band on, and I did snap it every time I had a negative thought. And every time I had a negative thought, I started then immediately to replace that negative thought with an affirmation, something as simple as, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. That just literally banned all the negative thinking that was coming in. It stopped. But negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit. And that is one of the worst things that people do, which brings on an illness or a sickness. Because if you think that that's just by default and that's happening and you can't help it and it's going to happen no matter what and you think you can't control it, then if you've had some bad stuff happen in your life, you've been hurt, someone caused you pain, or had a very strong negative experience in something, whether it was a bad breakup in a relationship, or was foreclosed on, or was very ill, or lost a loved one, or even lost a pet, and you found yourself deeply, deeply hurt, then a lot of people will tell me, but that happened a really long time ago, and I got over it. Did it really? Let's talk about it. So we talk about it, and I find that, gosh, sometimes their face gets beet red when they even talk about it. Or they even start shaking. I'll see their hands will start shaking. Oh, but you have no idea what he did to me. You know, I hate that man. You have no idea. He beat me, cheated on me. He did everything to me. And, you know, people think that over time that they forget about it, and it's okay now because, well, they got over it. But yet, the mind works like a computer, like this. Here's a good analogy of the mind. You have this computer. Computer represents your brain. And the programs that you put in there, the software that you upload on that computer, are some pretty good programs, and the computer runs pretty good. But then you get a bad program, which is a bad experience in your life, which is a bad software now entered into the brain. And so you have this bad experience, which caused a lot of heartache, a lot of tears, maybe even brought you down to thinking suicide or something. But, you know, now you have a very bad, corrupted program in your computer, which is in your brain. And so now, as time goes on, you try to forget about it, and you try to heal, and as time goes on, this program that you're talking about, maybe it was a foreclosure, a bad breakup, maybe your ex ran out on you, whatever. So this program in this computer is shrinking, but it's still open. And over time, it shrinks down to the point where you don't see it anymore. You don't even think about it anymore, really. But yet, it is running deep down in your soul, because in that computer, if you opened all the programs up, you would see that it's still running. It hasn't been closed out. So when you try to run the other good programs, everything's corrupted. It really doesn't run very good. There's a lot of problems in every area of your life because this very strong, bad software in your computer, which is this bad experience that has gone on with you, has corrupted all the good programs within you. So what you need to do is open up that program and exit out, close it out so it's closed out completely so it doesn't affect all the other programs. So you're asking now, well, how do you do that? It's really pretty easy. What you have to do, and that is one of the steps, is you need to let go of all that negative energy. And the only way you're going to know whether or not that old program that's run in your life, whether it was a bad breakup in a relationship, or it was the divorce, or the death in the family, the loss of a loved one, or foreclosure, loss of a home, or loss of something, then talk about it. Talk about it to somebody. Talk about it to yourself right there in the room. Start thinking about it. Just think about it. Do you notice your vital signs within you? How does it make you feel? Is it starting to upset you? Are you starting to shake? Do you notice your blood pressure going up? Is your stomach starting to get upset? Are you getting a headache? Do you feel like crying? Then it's not closed out. It is still an old program that is running deep within you and is corrupting all your other programs. And every time something reminds you of that old bad experience, very negative experience, something that for whatever reason you talk about it or you think about it or you're reminded of it or for some reason it just pops into your head and starts running through your head again, then what it's doing is creating negative energy, which is now harboring within you. And that negative energy, which is a very dark and black, the negative energy is very real. And it is very black. And it is harboring within you until it gathers and becomes so dense within you, it manifests into the physical body and causes an illness or a cancer. So that's why I say, and when we get into forgiveness, you can't hate anybody or anything. You can't. There's no such thing. When you're hating something or someone or being really jealous or angry, all you're doing is you're doing it to yourself. You're not doing it to somebody else. So that's very negative energy that is harboring within you, creating this dark energy within you, gathering until it's just you're so full of it that it manifests somewhere into the body. And that's exactly what happens. So you have got to stop the negative thinking. Whether you're sick or whether you don't want to be sick, then get control of the thoughts that you think now. For now, if you are sick, then you need to cut out all the negative energy. That means TV, especially the news. Cut out negative people, but especially cut out the negative thoughts and negative thinking. And a simple rubber band on the wrist, and just be very disciplined and wear that rubber band and snap it every time you have a negative thought. That will not only to break the bad habit of negative thinking, it will teach you and help you to get control of your mind, of your physical thoughts that you think, and it will change your life forever. You'll be a different person. But if you're sick, then you're going to have to cut out all the negative energy out of your life completely, which means you can't say, I'm sick, or I don't feel good, I have cancer. You can't talk like that anymore. I know it's human nature to want sympathy. It's human nature to tell your friends and talk about it, but you just can't do that. Not if you want to get well. If you really want to beat this, then you know what? Say, well, the doctor said I've got cancer, but I know that's got to be a mistake, and I know I'm really a very healthy person. And every day, in every way, I am getting better. You know, they're going to find it's all a big mistake. Just, you talk like that. You know, one of the shows I did in the past, it's what you say. People lie all the time. Have you never told a lie? Well, you know what? It's your story, and however you want to write your life story, then start telling it the way you really want it to be. Do you want to be healthy? Then tell them you're healthy. It's all going to be a big mistake. You don't have cancer at all. But you have to get control of your mind. You have to get control of the thoughts that you think. And if you're depressed, which if you have cancer, I'm sure you are. If you are depressed, then when you cut out the negative thoughts and the negative thinking and you start using the affirmations, you'll bring yourself out of that depression. I've seen the most depressed people in the entire world. I mean, you would have had to jack them up just to bury them if they died. They were so depressed. And I have seen them simply use the hypnosis and immediately cut out the negative thinking, and they come right out of that depression. If you're really depressed, just go out and outside and just scream every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it as if you mean it with all your heart. Say it as if your life depends on it. Scream it, and I will guarantee you that you will feel a feeling of your vibrational frequency raising up, which is going to shed the depression away from you. I've seen a woman do this who lost her child, and she couldn't take care of her other children because she's so depressed. I went to her house because I was really worried about her, and I told her I would leave when she would scream every day in every way, I am getting better and better. My God, she was depressed. She couldn't even hardly open her mouth. And tears wouldn't stop flowing, but time had passed on where she needed to get herself together before she herself got sick and could never take care of her children. So she finally started saying it, and by the time she said it 4 or 5 times, she started saying, I actually feel better. And she said after that day, it was like, oh, my God, I have my kids to take care of. They're suffering. They've lost me. They've lost their own mother because I've been so depressed. And she said, I had to pull myself together and be strong for the children that I had. So it was time for her to heal. Now, the oldest affirmation in the world that, for what reason, I don't understand. Numerology can tell you it's based on the letters, the words, but it's extremely powerful affirmation. And that is every day in every way, I am getting better and better. And that is one affirmation that you can replace your negative thoughts with. Simply wear the rubber band. You have a negative thought, snap it every time you have that negative thought, and then immediately replace it with that affirmation. Then, wherever you go, tell other people why you're wearing the rubber band. Tell them that you want to cut out all the negativity out of your life. You want to get rid of all the negative thoughts, all the negative words, negative people. And if they like you, they'll support you. But if they don't like you, well, then they may tell you all the negative, bad, wrong stuff that they want you to hear. So you tell them why you're wearing that rubber band and just inform them that you snap it every time you even have a negative thought. But in case you would say something negative at all, then they are allowed to snap it for you in case you forget or don't do that. You will find that they become your support group, and they will dive across the room to snap that rubber band, and they will snap it really hard. So it becomes a very powerful little tiny tool that you can do great things with. You can learn to get control of your mind, and that is one of the very first and most foremost things that you can do. At the same time, you need to clean up your diet, and that means start eating really good, fresh, healthy foods. But the one thing, if you don't do anything else, cut out all the refined sugar from the foods that you eat. Stop eating white, refined sugar. So you'll have to read the labels because there is sugar in a lot of things. You cut out anything that says sugar or ends with O-S-E. O-S-E. Glucose, fructose, whatever it is. All those that end in O-S-E, you'll cut out. White refined sugar and O-S-E. If cancer was fire, then sugar is like gasoline. They did a program on, actually, I think it was last summer, not this summer, this last summer in 2012, they did a special program on, is sugar toxic, it was called, is sugar toxic. And it was 60 minutes, I believe, that they did a special just on sugar, and they showed, and it was a film where they showed actually like a tumor, cancerous tumor, and how it became dormant. It was benign, and it had literally just shrunk down to nothing, and they had cut out all white refined sugar. Then they had the person drink a can of Coke, and in real time, within just a few minutes, I can't remember exactly how many, but it was just a very, very short time, that tumor turned blue and started to flourish as if it was just injected with cancer like crazy. It just grew right there. And they still have that on the Internet. You can look it up. They recommend that you cut out meat, all meat, from your diet for at least 30 days. I know this diet's hard, especially if you start reading all the labels and cut out white refined sugar. However, if you eat mostly good, natural, fresh foods, like a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits, fresh fruits, and those kind of things, then you won't have to spend so much time reading labels. But vegetable soup, whatever, as long as it's fresh made. However, you can do a lot of juicing, a lot of carrot juice, celery juice, a lot of juicing, which is really, really healthy anyway. But I received a diet. I got it from Solomon Wiki, who is an old, he was an Amish healer who lived up in the northern part of Indiana in the United States. I got this cancer diet from him, and I will actually post that diet. I'll get it on there tonight, the diet, and I'll put it on my blog that I have. It's called healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. It's a blogger blog. I'm going to post that diet on there, but I'm going to be really honest with you. In over 20 years that I have used hypnosis with people, I have told them to cut out sugar out of the diet because I've always known that sugar is the worst. The white refined sugar is one of the worst things that you can eat if you have cancer. It works against you. But I'll be really honest with you, and I have told people that, but not all my clients that have had cancer cut white refined sugar out of their diet completely. And one particular man who had melanoma all through his body did not completely cut out white refined sugar, and he only used only the hypnosis. That's what he did. He did really, he said he changed his diet dramatically. He did change it, but he didn't cut it out completely. He didn't cut out the white refined sugar completely. He still had two or three beers a week. Other than that, he had really resorted to fresh foods, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, that kind of thing. Other than that, he was eating very, very little meat, and he had two or three beers a week. And then he did the hypnosis three times a day for an hour at each session. 1 hour, three times a day, he did the hypnosis. In 6 weeks, he was clean and clear of all cancer. All melanoma had completely disappeared. So I have to be honest with you that I think that's important, and if you really want to get well fast, I think that is important to cut out the white refined sugar. And the holistic doctors will tell you that too, but that it obviously doesn't weigh completely on the healing. Also, I'm going to tell you too, if you go to my blog, it's called healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. That's http://healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. OGSPOT. That's B as in boy, L as in Larry, O as in Oliver, G as in Gary, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Oliver, and T as in Tom. So that's blogspot.com. Go to that, and you will see on there why our government does not allow our conventional doctors to heal cancer. And a guy by the name of Grant Foster, who is part of the Procter & Gamble family, has been, his wife got cancer, and so he wanted to understand why we have not had cancer cures. We give all this money to cure cancer for experimental research and all this, but yet in all the years, there's never been a cure that says, here, take this pill, and this will get rid of cancer. Well, he followed the money, and what he did was to find out why we cannot have a cure for cancer. Will be explained, that latest post that I posted on this blog spot, Healing Cancer with My Mind, will explain it. It's called Thrive, and it is a short video, but it will explain, just watch it, and it'll explain why we don't have cures for cancer. And there has been many cures for cancer that has come through, and which conventional doctors have actually even started to and tried to use, but the government put a stop to it. It will explain on there. Grant Foster is going to explain to you why we cannot have cancer cures. However, the holistic doctors and alternative treatments have been curing cancer for many years with extremely high success. The Dana-Farber Institute, which is on the East Coast, which is like the Mayo Clinic here in the Midwest and out West, the Mayo Clinic, which is trying to do the same thing as the Dana-Farber Institute, the Dana-Farber Institute is using hypnosis now to heal cancer, for people to get rid of the cancer. They're using only hypnosis, which the Mayo Clinic is now presently working on getting that approved and passed so they can use only hypnosis, nothing else, no medicine, no treatments, no chemotherapy, no radiation treatments, anything like that, only hypnosis. The Dana-Farber Institute is having extremely high success with healing cancer with just hypnosis. So that's just a fact. I'm just telling you that's how it is. So I tell you to heal your change your diet. So this is not just for healing. It's for keeping yourself from getting sick. You know, you can eat some sugar. I believe that everyone can have some sugar, but if you have a very high intake of sugar, it's going to create all kinds of health issues. My mother has a health issue right now because she has a sweet tooth that will not stop. She's 86 years old, and there's no way we're going to try to take sugar away from her now. She'll tell you, she'd rather be dead. She loves her candy. She loves her ice cream. She loves all that. But a high intake of sugar with someone who likes a lot of salt causes an imbalance in the body fluids within the body, which causes all kinds of health problems. It just goes on and on. So, yes, it is important for you to change your diet, but if you have a very high intake of sugar, white refined sugar, then you really need to cut way back on that if you care anything about your health. But you just can't eat or drink a terrible, terrible diet anytime and expect to ever even feel healthy. So, that being said, that's on the diet. The third thing that you need to do is you have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. Now, you know, I have actually had a show on this in which I went into great detail on why forgiveness is a must. That show was recorded, and you can go into my shows in the archive. They're recorded. You can listen to any of my shows at your convenience. But on February the 23rd of 2013, which was one of my most highly listened shows, and I've gotten more feedback on that than any other show, which is called Why Forgiveness is a Must. Even Oprah Winfrey did a show on forgiveness, why, how important it is to forgive. You have to. It's not a choice. It's one of the most important things, is not only healing, but to keep you cancer-free or keep that illness from returning. And if you've ever known anyone if you've ever known anyone to ever have cancer, they will always almost commonly tell you that the doctor said that if they do beat it, the doctor tells them that it'll come back. So here's the reason why. It's because we're going back to all the negative thinking, the old negative programs that's been running in you, and every time you think about it or something reminds you of it, then you're creating more negative energy, which is harboring within you, which then manifests into the physical body. So you get cancer, and then you go through treatments of whatever, and you beat the cancer, and so you survive the cancer. So the doctor says, well, it will probably return. Why does it return? Well, those in holistic healing will tell you it's because whatever that old program that is, it's running, it's still running. It's still corrupting everything. So if it's a really strong negative experience that you had and you rehash it over and over, then it's probably going to come back. That's probably true. However, you can let go of that. And there's a couple of different things that you can do. You have to forgive. It's one of the most important steps, not only in healing, but just to keep you cancer-free and keep it from coming back. It's just a choice. But if you don't do this, holding a grudge or hating someone or something or holding a lot of anger in your heart is like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. They don't. You do. I did a very in-depth explanation of this on that show that I did on February the 23rd of 2012. If you did not listen to that show, I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to it. If you've ever had anyone hurt you or cause you any pain, or if you ever had a bad experience, something or someone caused you, then you have to forgive. Every negative thought and feeling that you hold on to long enough will make you sick. And for you to heal, really heal, you have to truly forgive anyone that has ever caused you any pain. And you also have to forgive yourself. Why? Because this is not treating yourself so good. And there is more than one way to release all that negative energy that you've been harboring within, that I've been talking about, that you've been harboring within yourself that is destroying your body, literally. Whether it is cancer or some illness or some disease, you have to let it go. If someone has really upset you to the point that you can't stop thinking about something that they did or said more than a few days later, it still haunts you. You're losing sleep. Your eating patterns have changed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know when something bothers you, you can't let it go, right? Or if it's something that happened a really long time ago and you think, oh, well, time has healed. Really? Did it really heal? Because if you start talking about it to someone, you start telling them about, how do you feel when you walk away? Tell them your whole story. And when you walk away, do you feel really good? Do you feel like that happened to somebody else and not you? Or do you feel like you're upset? Do you feel like now it's like it was back then? You're all upset all over again. Then you haven't let it go. And you haven't closed out the program, and you haven't healed from it. So there are different things that you can do. Here is one really simple thing that you can do, and it really works like magic. Sometime when you're all alone, and it's nice and quiet, just get a big pad of paper, a big notebook pad, and whoever it is that caused you so much stress and so much pain or broke your heart, or even if it's a loss of a loved one, you know, someone died on you. Maybe it was a child or a parent. They died on you. And it really, really hurt so deeply that you found yourself crying yourself to sleep. You found yourself waking up crying. You know, even if it was a long time ago, if you can talk about it now without any feelings whatsoever and you still feel good and happy and content when you're done talking about it, then you've closed it out. But if that's not the case, then you need to get out this tablet of paper in a quiet place when you've got some time and know that no one is going to see it or read this letter. You're going to sit down and you're going to write that person a letter that caused you pain or hurt or made you suffer or caused you a loss of something or someone or whatever. But no one's going to see the letter. You're going to write this letter to whoever it is that caused you some pain. Maybe it was a divorce. Know that no one's going to see it or read it but yourself. There is a definite reason, however, for writing this letter, which is to release that negative energy that you are harboring within yourself so that you can start to heal. Just get in a quiet area where you're not going to be bothered and write that person a letter and tell them off. Or just tell them whatever comes to mind. Tell them why they upset you. Tell them why you hurt, how they made you feel. Whatever comes to mind, just write and write fast. It doesn't have to be legible. Just write it out. You can abbreviate. You can even use symbols. If you have the fear of somebody might see this sometime or other, then use symbols. As long as any thoughts on this is still coming to mind, just keep writing it out. Abbreviate, symbols, write fast, just so that you know what it means. Just keep writing until nothing else comes to mind. Let it all out. It is some of the best therapy. You can do this and make more headway and do more for yourself doing this than if you sit in the next 10 years going to a counselor and talking about it. Just write it all out, everything that comes to mind. It might take you an hour. It might take you 3 days. I don't know. But just keep writing until nothing else comes to mind. Get it all out. Release it all out on the paper, from the mind out through the pen in written words onto the paper. Write until you can't think of anything else to say. And when you are done expressing your feelings and letting out all the negative thoughts about that person or persons and the situation, you will feel a relief. When you're all done writing, you're going to feel a relief. Then, you're not done, then you start writing that you forgive them. And when I say you have to forgive, it's a must. That doesn't mean you need to go calling them up on the phone and telling them, you know, I forgive you. I just want to make up and kiss up and hug and all that. You don't have to do that. You know how you've been holding that grudge, that pain in your heart, that anger, the jealousy, the hate, whatever it is. They don't feel anything. You hold that anger or that hate in your heart, and you hope they get sick, but they don't. You do. They don't feel anything. Well, this is the same way with forgiving them. You can start writing that you forgive them. And you know who heals, who feels better? You do. Start writing that you forgive them and why you forgive them. When you're done telling them off and why they caused you all the pain and everything that come to mind, all the negative thoughts, all the negative feelings you let out on the paper, then you start writing that you forgive them. It is some of the most magical therapy you could ever do for yourself. Write down why you forgive them. You might write such things as, you forgive them because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. You forgive them because you want to be good to yourself. You forgive them because you want to heal. You forgive them completely and unconditionally because you are now healing, and now you are doing exactly that, healing from within to without. You forgive them because you're a good person. And when you forgive, you know that God forgives you, or whatever, the higher power, whatever you believe in. I use the word God because I believe in God, and I'm a Christian, so I constantly use the word God. Use whatever word interchangeably for my word God, use whatever you think it is. But you forgive them because you're a good person, and when you forgive, God forgives you, and that is more important. Do you get the picture? When you write this all out, you're going to release that negative energy that you are harboring within yourself. When you forgive, you start healing yourself. It is very, very powerful. You don't even have to call them up, but I'll tell you what, you'll forgive them so much that if you see them on the street, you will feel like smiling. You'll smile at them, and you might just say, hi, how are you? And you might just keep right on going. All the ill, negative, bad, wrong feelings are gone. And you are healed. And you can smile. And they'll wonder, why is that person smiling? What they got to be smiling about? A lot, really. So when you get done writing this all out and you tell them all off, and then you write down that you forgive them and you tell it why you're forgiving them, when you do that, you're going to feel an energy that flows through you. You're going to feel a kairos. You're going to feel like the hair is standing up on the back of your neck. You will feel it. You will feel what you'll really feel is you're going to feel a peace come over you. Your thoughts are things. And when you forgive, by writing this out that you forgive, you will feel a peace come over you. So pay attention to how you feel. The feeling is very strong. You can't miss it unless you're just like stinking drunk or something. But the feeling is very strong, and you cannot help but be notice this feeling. When you feel that peace come over you, when you forgive someone, you are healing. When you feel that peace come over you, you are healing. Know that. You'll then notice that when you think about or speak about that person or that situation, there is no emotion and there's no change in your vitals. The heart doesn't speed up. The blood pressure doesn't rise. Acid in the stomach doesn't increase or get out of control. When that happens, you are free of that negative energy that you created in the first place. That's what I said. Yes, you. You created. Again, it's about your attitude. You know, I said this to this lady one day. She had actually beat cancer, and then she came to me to lose weight. And I said all this to her, and I said, and then you will be free of your negative energy that you created in the first place. She had had a very bad divorce, and she was trying to justify to me why she had the right to hate him. And I said, but he doesn't feel anything. And when you are so angry and you hate him, you are being bad to yourself. You're creating this negative energy that's harboring within you. No one is making you angry. No one makes you do anything. You are in control of yourself. If someone does something bad to you, you allow them to make you feel that way. So, it's all about attitude. It's how you perceive it. Somebody does something to you, you can walk away and shut the door on them and go on with your life, or you can lay down and cry your eyes out and wish they were different and wish they had not done that to you and don't feel like you deserve what has happened to you. It's all about attitude. You can take any situation and find many have had it happen to them as well. Many. But no matter what any situation is, whether it's a divorce or a foreclosure, the loss of a loved one, or being beaten up, or there's all these situations happen to many people. Take any situation, and you'll find that many people have had that same thing happen to them. However, there are many different reactions to that one and same situation. Two people get charged with felonies. One takes his own life because he's not going to go to prison. And the other one, he takes his punishment, goes through it. He's learned his lesson. That may have been the life's lesson that he came in to learn. And he gets through it. And when he gets out, he can make whatever he wants of himself. Or it's about attitude. Everything in life is about attitude. And the attitude that you have will determine the outcome that you have. But escaping from life and running from your problems isn't ever the answer, because if you do that, then you're only going to have to go through down that road again until you get it right. We come to this world in the first place because Earth is one of the most negative planets in the universe. And so we come here to learn a lesson so that we can evolve and live on higher planes. We all come here to learn lessons, period. That's why we're here. So, on forgiveness, I could go on about this for a really long time, and we really don't have that much time. So, the only thing I can say is on this one here, on forgiveness, I could talk about it for 2 days, really, but just go back. There's a more in-depth explanation on my February 23rd, 2012. Go back and listen to it. It is recorded. You can listen to it at your convenience. And if you have ever had anything happen to you, bad, some bad negative experience, then just think about it for a while or just talk about it to somebody and pay attention, really close attention to how you feel and see if it still bothers you. And if it doesn't, then you are healed. And if you did what I just told you to do and write out this letter and release that negative energy, then you'll find that when you do talk about it, you don't have any bad or negative feelings at all. Okay, another thing you need to do, next step, the fourth very important thing, which I think is probably really one of the most important things, is to do your hypnosis or meditation. Do the meditation on a daily basis. The sicker you are, the more time you need to spend in doing your meditation. Meditation is a requirement on a daily basis. I would highly recommend that you do 3 sessions a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, then again in the evening. What I recommend and what I have seen that I do know that it works every time for everyone is I have a hypnosis audio which is called General Healing of Health Problems. It works. It's simple. It's easy. It's relaxing. Anyone can do it if they want to do it. But you just simply, you can go to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and you will find that particular hypnosis audio is available right now for only $9.99 for a download, to download that. The other one, when I shattered my arm, when I fell off a tree head first, and I shattered my arm, which that x-rays and that story is on YouTube on the Hypnosis Queen channel. The channel on YouTube is The Hypnosis Queen. I told that story, and the two things I listen to, and I have people who have cancer, illnesses, diseases listen to, is General Healing of Health Problems, which is all about using the white light to bring in source energy into the top of your head, into your body, healing every cell in your body. That is about healing the physical body. It is it's just using source energy, God's energy, or the universal light, whatever you want to call it, the universal light of life's energy. It depends on your belief system here. It doesn't really matter what you call it. Just know there is one universal power, one higher power, which is represented by the white light. I guide that into and through your body in this hypnosis audio called General Healing of Health Problems. That is at only $9.99. You can get it on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and that is CherylJSavage. You can get that. The other one, there's two. The other one is Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. And the Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health with hypnosis, and it is a full hypnosis. Actually, I have that one offered in one of my Blog Talk radio shows, and I should have went back to look it up to see which one it was. But it is on there free. It's a free download. Well, it's not a download. I actually do it on the Blog Talk radio. So you can sit in front of your computer and play it, and it is the full session. It's a full free session, no strings attached whatsoever. The Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health helps you to heal spiritually and emotionally. And what it does, it helps you to bury or close out all that old emotional baggage from the past. You know, everything that you've heard, everything that you've seen, all your senses that you've picked up has created the baggage that has gone into making the person that you are, which is if you're life is corrupted and you have illnesses and sicknesses, then I would strongly recommend that you listen to that one as well. What I recommend is that you listen to the General Healing of Health most frequently, 2/3 of the time. And when you put it on, you listen to the entire session, which is about 35 minutes, I believe, 34 minutes, 34, 35 minutes. Listen to the entire session all the way through. Then when you're focusing on healing one particular thing, when it ends, then you go back and just fast forward, tap the fast forward button, I think 4 times, and go skip the, what you're doing is you're skipping the relaxation part, the part where I tell you to sit back and relax, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. You're already relaxed. You've already got your eyes closed. You're in a relaxed mode. So you can skip through that and go right into the main induction or bringing in the white light, and which is guiding that through your body for the healing. So go through it 3 times. The first time all the way through, one full session from the beginning to the end. The second and the third time, when you go to start it again, you'll fast forward through the first 4 tracks. It's the first four, and go right into the induction on the healing. The Achieve Perfect and Radiant Healing, I recommend that you try to listen, go through that, like at least one session a day. But if you listen to that for an hour and a half in the morning, an hour to an hour and a half in the middle of the afternoon, and then again at night after your dinner, but before you go to bed, that you will heal. You will heal your body, whatever it is that's wrong with it. It might take 30 days. It might take 6 weeks. It might take as long as 3 months or as much as four. But I have, in over 20 years, I have never seen anyone that couldn't heal, even the worst case scenario, couldn't heal within 4 months. And that is one that I don't think was trying that hard on a daily basis. But then again, a man that had melanoma through his entire body, listened to it morning, noon, and night, and 6 weeks later, he was completely clear of all melanoma. So it really depends on the person and how much effort you put into it, like anything else, but it does work, and it works very well. Okay, number five, step five, get used to affirmations, because that is the one thing that you can do that will not only raise your vibrational frequency up within you, you are going to ban all the negative thoughts, the negative thinking, and you're going to start filling your mind, your especially your idle thinking, with affirmations. So if you don't know what to think about and you start to have anything negative come in, then I would strongly suggest that you fill your mind or your idle thinking with affirmations. If you are sick, never, ever use any negative words in affirmations. An affirmation is a statement that you are affirming to be true. Even if it's not true, that if you keep doing this, and let me tell you, this really does work, that if you keep affirming a certain statement with emotion repeatedly through the physical mind will trick the superconscious mind, that subconsciousness of yours, and it will make it to become true. And this has been proven over many years, scientifically proven. It does work. So if you're sick, you don't want to use anything like, I don't want to be sick, because then you're focusing again on being sick. You're putting energy into sickness. So an affirmation has to be all positive and always stated in the present tense, not future tense, like, I want to be well and healthy. Well, then you'll always want to be well and healthy. You always state it in the present tense as if it's already true. And always be positive, positive words. Three things that are really important in creating your affirmations. I can give you some affirmations for you, and you don't have to create anything. But if you want to create your own affirmations, you'll use it on a daily basis, but you'll keep it all positive words. You'll keep it in the present tense. And you keep it short. And if at any time you can use the words, I am, to start with, those are your best affirmations. So when you do these affirmations, you're going to find that these affirmations actually will raise your vibrational frequency, which allows you then to connect to that source energy or God's energy, the universal light of life's energy. You're going to connect to that higher power. So here's an example of one affirmation if you have an illness. Write this down. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. And I think that you'll find that you'll feel more. You'll feel within you, you'll feel a change of energy within your own body, that when you say this, I suggest that you try to say it to where your ears can hear it, even if it's only a whisper in your ears when you're laying down at night, if you have someone sleeping in the next room, whatever, just say it to where you can actually hear it with just loud enough, like a whisper, but say it slowly. Don't say, I'm whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. I mean, it just went ripped through the physical mind so fast that you really didn't focus on it. But the slower I find that you say it, you're going to feel an actual energy change within your own physical body. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you might put in there and affirm it. So be it. Amen. Thank you, God. I don't know. You know, praise God. You can say whatever you want, but I would say your affirmation and then affirm it as though it's true. Thank you. Thank you for it. So that's one affirmation. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, happy, and healthy. And then the other one that I think is probably as documented as one of the most powerful affirmations there are is every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Try to keep your affirmations fairly short so that you're not rambling on for a minute, you know, something that should be said in less than 15 seconds. And then you repeat these over and over and over. Now, here's an example of how powerful an affirmation can be. The movie came out called The Secret, and part of that movie was a woman by the name of Rhonda Byrne. She's got some excellent books out. I've even talked about some of her books and even read some of her stuff on my past shows. Rhonda Byrne created a website from The Secret, and if you go and you search it, you'll find that it's there. On that, she teaches people how powerful affirmations are and how you can literally change your own physical well-being by using these affirmations. You can use the affirmations to change your financial structure of your present situation, whatever it is. Anyway, she covers relationships, financial, health, all kinds of different subjects. She had people to write in, and she taught this on The Secret, and she had people from her website. She encouraged people to tell their story and how they used their affirmations, if it worked for them, she wanted to see. She got just flooded in tens of thousands of affirmations, stories on how people use their affirmations, and within a year it was hundreds of thousands, and it's millions. But here's one. This is just one example. We don't have time to tell a whole lot of stories, but I'm just going to tell you one example. A woman wrote in, and I talked about this before because I thought this was pretty amazing, because in what you call known as the real world, which is not as real as you think it is, but in the real world, conventional medicine doesn't even have any explanation for this. So this woman, I can't remember her age, I think she was 38, I think it was. She was 38 years old, and she has four children. She is so exhausted, she can't hardly get through the day. She's just so worn out. Well, she contributes all her being extremely tired and worn out from raising the children and taking care of the house and doing the laundry and the meals and her husband and all this. So one day she gets a phone call, and she's told that her husband, or her dad, who was 58, he's 20 years older, suddenly died. She was shocked about his death. But she come to learn right away that he had a heart disease, congenitive heart failure. And someone suggested to her that they believe that her problem, probably very similar to her dad's, and that she should get herself checked out. So she does. She goes to a heart specialist, and she gets checked out to see if that's possible, that she has the same thing that her dad does. And sure enough, it was confirmed that her heart was in such bad shape that they put her on a donor's list so that the heart, when a heart became available, that she would get it. They said she was just, it was a matter of time before she herself, her heart would quit. And she had no energy at all, and she just couldn't go. So she had just seen the movie called The Secret. Now she was on the heart donor's list to get a heart because her heart was so bad, and she was only 38 years old, but she had four small children. So she had seen the movie The Secret, so she created her own affirmation. When she got up in the morning, the first thing that she did was she stood in front of the mirror. When you stand in front of the mirror, you're amplifying your energy. So when you stand in front of the mirror, look into your own eyes as if you're speaking to another person, and say it as if your life depends on it. Say it as though you mean it with all your heart, your affirmation. She stood in front of that mirror for 5 minutes in the morning, and she said, she held her hand over her heart, and she said, I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart now. And then she'd say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, she said she did this for 2 weeks, and she would do it for 5 minutes in the morning. As soon as she got up, she would do it around lunchtime. She would go in the bathroom. She would stand in front of the mirror, and she would do it again, looking directly into her eyes and saying it. And she did it for at least 5 minutes at night before she went to bed. She said for the first 2 weeks, she felt stupid. She said it was just stupid, and she did it, and she told herself it was stupid because she had seen the x-rays. She had seen the results of the tests that were taken. She had seen how much damage there was to her heart, and she knew that it had been confirmed that she had a really bad heart. But she continued. She continued to do it, and for the first 2 weeks, she did it, but yet she thought she was being really silly, and it was just stupid. But she kept doing it because she really thought that it made her feel better after she did it. So she continued doing it. And she did it morning, noon, and night. And she noticed that after the next couple weeks, she actually had more energy, and she started feeling stronger, which she thought might have been a coincidence. But regardless, it seemed to make her feel better. Every time she did it, she did feel better. She actually felt stronger, and her energy was going up, her energy level. She continued doing this on a daily basis for week after week until one day, it was 4 months later, the doctor called and said that they had a heart. There'd been a donor, and that they wanted her into the hospital. She went straight to the doctor, and she said, I am stronger and healthier than I've been in years. And she said, I want to go through some tests. She said, I'm going to pass on the heart because, she said, I don't believe I need it. She says, I believe I am stronger and better, and I want to take some tests just to prove that I am making progress. So they did the test. Her affirmation, remember, was, I have a perfectly normal, strong, healthy heart. And so they did the test, and the doctor looked at her, and he said, you have a perfectly normal and strong, healthy heart. You don't need anything. And that was the end of it. That's actually a true story. And her name, address, everything was on Rhonda Byrne's, her stories that she collects, and they're all categorized, whether it's relationships, financial, health, and so on. So you can find that. But that is just an example of affirmation. When you say something repeatedly, then it tricks the superconscious mind into believing it. When it believes it, it overrides the physical, whether it's physical thoughts, the physical body, it overrides that. That's why hypnosis works, and it works really well. We're overriding that physical consciousness, going straight into the superconscious mind, and the mind can and will heal anything in the body. I healed my shattered bones in my arm in 12 days. I was a little disappointed it took me 12 days, but they expected it to take 4 to 5 months in healing due to the extents of my shattered bones, which looked like someone took a sledgehammer and smashed them to smithereens, hundreds of breaks. The doctor was quoted saying hundreds. So, yes, I did it in 12 days. It realigned the bones. And while my doctor, Dr. Mark Green, said he believed in miracles and he had seen a lot of miracles, but he thought that was highly unusual, he asked, how did I realign the bones? When you do hypnosis, here's what really happens. We're working with the mind, of course, but when I do the healing, I'm using the white light, and here's a good analogy of the white light. I should have told you this sooner because I kind of got away from that. But if you were to walk into a dark room, then you want to get rid of the darkness. What do? Flip on the switch and you turn on the light. When the light comes on, what happens to the darkness? Now, this is just my own analogy, but it seems to me that's pretty simple. What happens to that darkness? Did it go somewhere? Did it leave? It dissipates. Light overpowers darkness. It always has. In all of history, in all of the universe, light overpowers darkness. So therefore, when you have anything go wrong in your body, it's a proven scientific fact that if you're reading the body with specialized cameras that shows the energy in the body, that if you have an illness, a disease, a traumatized area, no matter what, you're going to have a dark energy there. You're going to have a dark space. So if you have the special cameras or that reads your auras or reads energies, then you will know that, like, for example, when I shattered my arm I knew was full of black energy. That was all I needed to know. It was traumatized. It was shattered. And I had it in a cast. I went to the hospital to the outpatients, and they put it in a cast, but they couldn't help me because they said it was shattered, so therefore I need to see a specialist, which I needed surgery and so on. But I didn't do that. I just used the hypnosis. And many people have asked me, I don't know how you got the nerve, if that was your right arm, the arm that you need to use, how you had the nerve to not go to the doctor and not do anything and use just the hypnosis. Well, I started doing hypnosis as soon as I came home from the hospital that night, and I used just the general healing of health problems. I used that because that was bringing the white light. I knew my arm was full of dark energy. That energy, that dark energy is very real. And so by bringing in the white light, thoughts are things. It's actually energy in motion. So the thoughts are things. So just me imagining, which is can be a very subtle thought, of bringing that white light into the top of my head, and I was using my own hypnosis, guiding that through my arm, then again, light overpowers darkness. So when the light goes through enough times, it's dissipating all the dark energy. And when that happens, you have nothing less than a perfect healing. And that's exactly what I got, a perfect healing. My bones were perfectly aligned, and I don't think there's any evidence of even where the breaks were at. As a matter of fact, the doctor asked if I had any problems like snapping, catching, any problems after the healing. I said no, but I did before I broke my arm. Does that count? He just laughed. But, I mean, that's what you're going to get, nothing less than a perfect healing, using the white light to overpower that dark energy. And that's what this world is about. The whole entire world is about energy. We live in a world that's made up of energy. Everything is energy, absolutely everything. So I strongly encourage that you do the hypnosis, you do the meditation. If you can do it yourself on your own, if you can just simply be in control, and you can discipline yourself to bring in the white light and just keep bringing it in, then that's fine if you have that much focus. But if you can't focus and your mind wanders, which it can and it will, if you can't bring it back and do that consistently for an hour, then you need to do what's called a guided meditation. And that's what my hypnosis is. It's guided meditation. So that is one of the most important things that you can do. The other thing is, and you know, this is if you want to heal, stay healed, and don't get sick anymore. If you want to live and have abundant life, if you want to live on a higher plane, then you have to be grateful. You have to have an attitude of being grateful. And I mean by being grateful, that doesn't mean you just say thank you all the time. Thanks. But it's about really feeling grateful. Really feeling grateful. So, you know, it's for anything and everything. It's actually about the little things that somebody does. When I go to step class, Joe gets out the steps for us. It's a little thing, but it means a lot. And I am grateful that he does that. It's just a really nice thing that he does. It's the little things. And, I mean, you just don't say, hey, thanks. You know, I was like, hey, thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. And I do. And I thank my instructor for teaching the class. She didn't have to do that. If they didn't have any instructors, we wouldn't even get to take the class. We have great instructors, too. So being grateful means really meaning it and feeling it. And actually, again, Oprah did a show on gratitude, being grateful, and how powerful it is. And one of the things I would suggest that you do is that you keep a little notebook, just a really small notebook, that you can either carry in your purse or in your pocket, and every day just write down a few things, different things than what you wrote down before. Write down what you're grateful for. You know, I'm grateful, you start your journal out, I'm grateful that I have two legs to walk with. I'm grateful for the food that I have to eat. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I am grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for my family. I am really, really grateful that I have good health. I'm grateful for the money that I have to buy and the things that I need. I'm grateful for the sun shining. Every day, I mean, there are millions of things that you can be grateful for. And if you start focusing on what you're grateful for, and if you just try keeping a little notebook, a log of what you're grateful for, then you're going to find that what you're grateful for, you're going to get more of it. You're going to find that people come out of nowhere to do things for you. You're going to find that you have everything that you need. Being grateful is very powerful. Being grateful is connecting to that higher power, connecting to source energy, connecting to God. Being grateful is one of the most important things that you can do to have a really good life. Don't tell me that you don't have anything to be grateful for, because if you tell me that, I'm going to tell you that's not true. If you're alive, then you should be grateful. By the way, we are going to run out of time here, and so before I get off of here, I'm going to tell you that you can actually, if anyone out there wants to call in, there's only about 10 minutes left, you can call in. I'm taking guest callers right now. You can call in. The number is 347-637-2998. Again, that's 347-637-2998. Okay, one of the last things that you need to do is you need to write down goals. And when I say write down goals, then I have a whole show that was on goal writing. You can go back, look it up. It's going to bring up the date for you real quick here, but I didn't. So you can write on goal writing. What you need to do is you write down your goals. You make a list of all the things that you want, you need, you really want to achieve. Write them down. Make a list. I don't care if it's 5 things or if it's 500 things. Write them down. Then beside each thing that you want to have or to do or to achieve, whatever this may be, write down your goals. Then I want you to write down the why. Why do you want it? You're going to find that if it's about your health, anything about your health, you're going to find that you write down why you want that. You're going to be the things that are the most important to you, you're going to find that you're most passionate about. You'll be very, very passionate about it, and you're going to have a really good, strong why it is that you want it. So write those down, the goals, and you can do that. I'm running out of time here. Decide to be happy. You know, it's just a choice that real happiness comes from within, not from other people, not from other things. It's not from money. If it is, it's very temporary. It's not real happiness. Happiness is a decision. When you stopped all of the negative thoughts and all the negative talk, you'll stop your negative feelings and your negative emotions, and you can only be truly happy. I've seen people that have nothing. I mean nothing. They have no money. They have not even a house that's fit to live in, and they're some of the happiest people in the world. They're really, truly happy. Their happiness comes from within, and they have a really good attitude about everything, and they have everything they want. They don't want anything else. I know people that don't want anything at all. Things do not matter to them. Okay, so now you have that, and I'm going to actually talk about, I'm going to have to get off here. We're running out of time. We're going to talk about actually, Newsmax did a spotlight on a Dr. David Brownstein. He talked about preventing cancer, which, again, he's on the same lines as Foster Grant with Procter & Gamble. It's in that video called Thrive, which I posted on my latest blog, which is on healingcancerwithmymind.blogspot.com. You can go to that, and that video is on there. It's very interesting. It's a real eye-opener. I would strongly suggest that you take the time sometime to go back and look at it. Dr. Brownstein, David Brownstein, talks about preventing cancer and the illusions from common cancer. Also, Suzanne Summers wrote a book on cancer, which I will bring up to you. And it's mostly holistic doctors who will tell you that chemotherapy and radiation treatments does not help one single bit. It doesn't help. So with that being said, I think that you, if you have cancer, know someone that has cancer, you want to heal cancer, or you don't want to get cancer, you want to prevent it from getting in the first place, stay tuned into the next show. It's about cancer and healing cancer naturally. Whether it's through hypnosis, through the power of the mind, whether it's simply through your diet, however you want to do it. I had someone who gave me a big story. It was a long story. It was a really good story, too. And I believed him, and how him and another member of his family healed cancer with, and you'll see it on the internet, is with a food that's probably right there in your kitchen. It's called flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil. They cut out all white refined sugar, all meat and all white refined sugar, and they took 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil in the morning, ate it, and 3 tablespoons of flaxseed oil in the evening. I actually did a research on the internet on flaxseed oil and the benefits. I was shocked and amazed of all the benefits from flaxseed oil. It actually will improve your skin, make it more youthful. Also, it improves the eyesight. And yes, people have used it to get rid of cancer. So there are other ways to get cancer. If you don't believe any of this, you wouldn't be listening to this. And if you absolutely don't want to believe it, that any of these things could work, then if you want to believe the doctor and think that's the only way, then you probably will end up in the worst. So if you want to expect the best, then I would expect you to have a good attitude. You have to be determined to beat it. You want to beat it. Determined to beat it, and you take every step possible to work towards that. If you're working with a doctor that is not receptive to any alternative or holistic treatments or healings of any kind, then the only thing I can say to you is I would strongly advise you, my personal opinion is to get a different doctor. Because when you have a doctor that is very open and receptive to holistic treatments, alternative healings, then everything is going to work together for the good, and you can expect the best. But if the doctor says it's my way or the highway, find somebody else, because actually my dad once had a doctor that told him that. You'll do it my way or find another doctor. You know what my dad said? Oh, fine, I'll get another doctor. My dad's had cancer I don't know how many different times now, and he's just recently beat it again. I've been told I've had cancer 3 times. You know, I was one of these people that really didn't want to believe it, but I took every alternative holistic step possible to treat it, and you know, it's been many years ago, so I finally have discovered over the years how to keep it from coming back. So if you have any comments, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. that's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. that you can email me if you have questions. If you want me to email you the cancer diet from the Amish that they give me, if you have any comments or questions, please email me. Otherwise, stay tuned for my next show, and thank you for listening.